Until the 1960s, ranchers took animals by barge from the mainland to this island for grazing. The vast rangeland was difficult to reach, and winter storms could produce swells of 10 feet or more on the lake. Yet ranching continued here for well over a century. We'll go to that once hard-to-reach spot on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Antelope Island would seem to merely be a curiosity. It's the largest island in the Great Salt Lake. But Jeremy Shaw says people have been living here for thousands of years.
We've got 40 freshwater springs on the island, and so I think that's probably the reason this island was inhabited, you know, and the others probably weren't, is the abundance of fresh water.
Native Americans used the island seasonally. By the mid-19th century, new settlers were beginning to use the island.
Brigham Young sent a guy named Fielding Gar out here in 1848, when the Mormons settled this area, to run the tithing herd. And so he was doing sheep and cattle and goats and stuff like that. And they sent him out here to the island because it had good fresh water and lots of range. And he started building a house out of adobe brick that he mined from the beach.
That house is today a museum to the island's ranching history.
From 1848, when Fielding Gar came out here to start building that ranch and running that herd, somebody lived in that house and ran a ranch until 1981, when the state bought the entire island.
It's the oldest house on its original foundation in the state of Utah. The last ranchers were those with the Anjus Livestock Company.
They grazed the majority of the island and had it sectioned off in giant, you know, 1,000, 2,000 acre pastures, more or less. But they were running upwards of 2,000 sheep out here. So we had grazing just on this monumental scale.
Today it's larger animals doing the grazing. And it's next time as we travel the countryside at Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCrae.